This is the Public Radio. I'm Luis Hernandez, and it's time for Artscape. As we move closer to the summer, we edge closer to the first water fire lighting ceremony of the year. It'll take place at the end of the month. Water Fire Providence is going through some changes. This year, they named Mark Allen as the interim executive director. What changes will be coming to Water Fire? Well, joining me now is Mark Allen to talk about that. Mark, welcome.
Glad to be here.
You have a lot of experience, from what I've read, leading local nonprofit organizations, but how does this job compare to some of the work that you've done in the past?
Well, everything I've done has been with mission-driven organizations with a purpose. That's what I've sort of spent my life doing. But this is a different product. I've worked with organizations that have helped people who are low income and helped towns be more effective. But this is an art-based and a unique artistic creation that brings many things together. It brings together the artistic experience itself, and it brings the involvement of a whole community, and it brings together economic impact for the city of Providence and its region. So it really stands unique in anything I've worked with and what I've seen before, really.
What I'd like to know is, what is your assessment after 5 months now of the challenges this nonprofit is facing, and what are a couple of the big things that you want to tackle immediately or that you've been tackling?
There are two or three challenges. One is financial. Money has been very tight. There were some substantial losses in 2023 that put it in an extremely tight position. So for any nonprofit, that's a critical matter. But also, it's fairly modest size, but what it does is extremely complex. There are many organizations of this size that get steady funding from one or two sources. They deliver a service, you know, think like a residential program for people or something like that. This is very complex. Its funding sources are multiple, none of which are fully reliable year to year. And what it does is create a public event on a waterway with fire using wooden boats and metal braziers in a way that's extremely challenging physically, and does it using perhaps 1,200 volunteers in the course of a year. So the complexity of it is massive. And the tendency of an organization of this size is to be very informal in the way it operates and work with a lot of heart and not as much organization. And Water Fire needs to be sophisticated and, if you will, punch above its weight organizationally to really effectively deliver this going forward.
You know, we spoke with Barnaby Evans, the executive artistic director, last year. We asked him about the financial situation. And I'm wondering, you know, how do you see it? Because you talked about that. That was the first thing you mentioned. That was the big challenge. But, you know, He's optimistic, but he also says there's a realism we got to deal with. I'm wondering, again, after 5 months, what do you see?
Well, I see this was built around corporate support initially, I think. Sponsorships, large corporations, and that was the heart of it way back. And you're going back almost 30 years, right? And that is still present, but it's much diminished because of the changes in Providence and its region itself. And the corporations that were here, some have moved away, many have been acquired, and that kind of local corporate support, which I've worked with in other settings, not for Water Fire as a product, is very powerful when it exists. And as it starts to break up, it no longer has that strength. And we've been riding that for a long time. It still exists, but it's in decline. And I think there's a tendency for an organization, when things have worked, to sort of continue down that path. So we actually are redoubling our efforts with corporations. But that clearly isn't the core future for us. We're looking at all the methods of support and becoming more sophisticated. And then a particular area that surprisingly we haven't done much with at all is support from large donors, from wealthy individuals, either as gifts or as bequests. You'd expect that we'd be doing that, and that hasn't been part of the repertoire. So we are starting that up quite substantially. It takes time, obviously, to develop that. But that'll be a new area that we add to what we
need. I'm talking with Mark Allen, the Interim Executive Director for Waterfire Providence. You know, a lot of groups obviously are feeling the pinch as politics have gotten involved, and we're seeing cuts to arts across the board. And I'm wondering how is that affecting you?
Well, a couple things. The most immediate is at the national level, and we get no money nationally through the arts, so that has no direct effect. The only thing, we do have a grant for one of our a program working with kids around education and support. That seems to be intact, but that's not core to what we deliver. It's something we're very committed to. So with that national changes, and even the changes, the funding we get at the state level doesn't go through the normal sort of formal arts pathways. So we're less vulnerable. Everyone is vulnerable because everyone's going to be hit. The states are all going to be hit through Medicaid and that kind of thing. But in a direct sense, we're sitting in a relatively good place. The other thing is we're not just an arts creation. The art is front and center. The art is where it started with Barnaby, but we have tremendous positive economic impact. And that continues, and that drives tax revenues for the state. And the state provides us support, and we're very profitable for the state. The comparison between what we generate in tax revenues and what they give us, they make out very well. So that kind of transaction has a different flavor than support just as a gift for the arts.
You're the interim executive director,
yes.
Correct? Are you interested in becoming the full-time director?
Well, what I'd say is, in a formal sense, no. But I'm not a filler. I consider myself a bridge to the future. So I'll be here for a while until this is strong and stable, and we have clarity about our long-term strategy in a way that allows us to recruit a permanent executive director.
How long does that last? I mean, are they in the process of looking for a permanent director, or you're here, let's see how we go forward and then decide later?
Yes, we are not searching now. They focused on bringing me on to have things be stable and clarity of purpose and direction. And what I'm counseling them is this is not the time to do a search. We need a strong financial situation, and we need clarity about direction and strategy and how we'll operate to know who we're looking for and to be able to recruit the strongest possible person.
Mark Allen is the interim executive director at Waterfire Providence. Mark, thanks so much. I really appreciate the time.
It's been a pleasure, really.
Art Week South Coast runs from May 8th to May 18th and offers more than 50 different experiences all over Bristol County, Massachusetts. Joining me now to tell me all about the events are Margot Saulnier, one of the leaders of New Bedford Creative. Margot, such a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Great to have you. Also joining us is Tracy Silva Barbosa, the executive director of the Fall River Arts and Culture Coalition. Tracy, welcome.
So nice to be here.
All right, so this looks like a lot of different events and festivals rolled into one. Margot, how do you describe it to somebody who's never seen it? Paint that picture for me.
Well, I would say that it's an 11-day celebration of creativity across New Bedford and Fall River and the surrounding towns of Dartmouth, Marion, Westport, Fairhaven, Mattapoisett, Somerset, and Wareham. And you said in the intro that it's over 50 events. I checked this morning. We're at over 100.
Over 100 already. Okay. And so, you know, is it one of those where you're inviting people to basically start at one point, make their way through and see all of them, as many of them as they can?
This is definitely a choose-your-own-adventure. There are multiple events and concerts and exhibits and gallery shows and participatory events happening throughout those 11 days, and people can choose their own adventure.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Tell me about one big one you're excited about.
Well, one big one is opening night for AHA New Bedford. AHA stands for Art, History, Architecture, and it is in New Bedford, and they're celebrating Preservation Month, National Preservation Month. And if you want an introduction to arts and culture in New Bedford, this is a fabulous way to start. There are over 30 events happening in one night, and they just started a tour program, so if you want to get a personalized tour by an artist, Kat Knutson, you can show up at 6 p.m. in Custom House Square, and she will show you around to all of the gems of downtown New Bedford. That's Thursday, May 8th.
All right, Tracy, what's on your list?
I've got two that are highlighted on my list. This Saturday, May 10th, is We Heart Fall River, which is a free arts event that's been happening for 5 years now in downtown Fall River, right near the City Hall. And it's a collaboration between FRAC, my organization, Fall River Arts and Culture, Viva Fall River, the City of Fall River, the Narrows. I'm sure many people know that wonderful venue, the Narrows. There's a maker's market, there's food trucks, there's live entertainment, music, there's children's activities. And also on May 17th, there's the Echoes of the Pocasset and the Falling River tour, which is a highlight from the Wampanoag tribe. It's a walking tour of the river and the riverway in Fall River. And there's a trolley ride, but there's also, you could self-guide the tour at any time.
Tracy, you're an artist.
I am.
You know, as an artist, I'm wondering, what's it like right now? I think about everything that's happened since the pandemic, but also the world that we're living in. What's it like for an artist right now?
Not surprisingly, it's a little scary, right? I think that we're seeing, lots of information that's coming out day by day that's meant to confuse and scare and frustrate, especially those of us in the creative community. But having conversations with my fellow artists, we are resilient and dedicated to the work that we do. So we'll find a way.
And the biggest thing is all these cuts to funding for a lot of different arts organizations. Margie, you mentioned Dartmouth. I wanted to ask you about, we've talked about this story so much. The UMass Dartmouth Arts Department left the Star Store in New Bedford. And I'm wondering what's that done to the arts community and how they kind of kept going.
Well, as Tracy said, the arts community is resilient. And the College of Visual and Performing Arts at UMass Dartmouth, their staff, faculty, and students are committed to maintaining a relationship with New Bedford. So we will bring in groups of new students every semester to participate in an AHA night to experience downtown New Bedford, where Star Store was, and learn about the artistic legacy of the city of New Bedford. And there's lots of other programs that we are working on with UMass Dartmouth, CVPA, so that we can maintain those ties.
A lot to do. As you mentioned, there's over 100 events, so there's plenty to do. Again, Art Week South Coast runs from May 8th to May 18th. I've been talking with Margot Saulnier, one of the leaders of the New Bedford Creative, and Tracy Silva Barbosa, Executive Director of the Fall River Arts and Culture Coalition. Margot, Tracy, thanks so much. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can see a listing of all the events at artweeksouthcoast.org. For the Publix Radio, I'm Luis Hernandez.